More funerals will be held today in Uvalde, Texas, as the 19 children and two teachers slaughtered in last week's shooting are laid to rest.
That shooting is prompting the now familiar call for a federal ban on assault weapons. Like the ban President Clinton signed into law in 1994, it lapsed in 2004. But in 1994, it banned not just the weapons, but large-capacity magazines of ammunition.
Without eroding the rights of sportsmen and women in this country, we will finally ban these assault weapons from our street that have no purpose other than to kill.
And that ban passed Congress with bipartisan support, including 8 Republican votes in the Senate. One of those Republicans is with us now. He's Hank Brown, now former senator from Colorado. He's in Denver. Senator, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. Good to be with you.
Well, let's give some context. In 1989, there'd been a terrible shooting at a school in Stockton, California. 5 little kids killed. And then, after years, this ban, which was included in a larger crime bill. A number of Republicans opposed it. So did Democrats from rural areas. Why did you support it?
I have been a strong supporter of people's right to bear arms. I think that's an important part of the Constitution. But I simply was unable to articulate in my own mind why this would be a bad idea. The hope at the time was that this would end some of the tragic shootings that took place. Unfortunately, it didn't prove out to be that effective.
Well, but more effective than not having a ban, at least according to researchers, one at Teachers College at Columbia University. Told the Washington Post, the number of gun massacres during the ban fell by 37% as opposed to the previous decade. The number of people dying because of mass shootings fell by 43%. And then after the ban lapsed, there was a 183% increase in mass shootings, a 239% increase in deaths. That would seem like a success, the ban.
Indeed, those numbers are positive. There's some dispute over those numbers, but at least that was the hope at the time, and it was the best that we could think we could come up with.
Well, what are you saying, Senator? Because it sounds as if you're saying maybe your vote didn't work. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. Do you think that? And would you vote for a ban now?
I'd be looking for other ways to address the problem, I think, at this point. But one of the things that we've had happen is an enormous increase in the number of semi-automatics that are present in the country. And that isn't the fault of the Feinstein Amendment. Obviously, most of that growth took place after the Feinstein Amendment was no longer effective.
Right.
But that explosion of the number of semi-automatics, I think, is a problem that we've got to address.
Well, okay, I hear you. And the Feinstein Amendment was this ban that was in the larger crime bill. But we heard George Bush's AG, Alberto Gonzalez, say somewhat the same thing this week, that, well, there are just so many guns out there. And remember, this ban lapsed in 2004 during that administration. But then the last two horrific shootings, the Buffalo Tops Market and Robb's Elementary, were 18-year-olds buying new guns. These weren't guns that had already been out there. Isn't it worth banning the new sale of guns?
You know, it seems to me that we can act in this area without disturbing people's right to protect themselves, which is what the amendment to the Constitution was aimed at. I think that is well worth pursuing without denying people the ability to defend themselves, because you have many people that simply aren't protected by the law and have to have a way to defend themselves.
And that's your concern. Well, there was swift reaction after the ban passed in 1994. Congressman Fred Upton, the Republican of Michigan, supported the ban. He told the New York Times the backlash was nasty. He needed police protection for 6 months. What was it like for you?
Well, many people who were good friends expressed strong feelings about my vote. Frankly, I had some misgivings at the time about voting that way, but I simply couldn't articulate why you would continue to produce the semi-automatics and make them available.
But, Senator, I still want to go back to what sounded like ambivalence about your vote for the ban, because it didn't completely wipe out the sale of these guns, and there are so many guns now. But, again, the research shows that the ban did work. When the ban was lifted, these mass shootings increased. People died. And, you know, These assault weapons used to be in cordoned off spaces at gun shows. They could only be sold to the military. Now with the ban lifted, they could be sold to anyone. And we know that companies like Daniel's Defense market them to kids. What would you like to see now?
I think the most important thing is to get beyond this kind of religious approach to voting in the Senate. What's happened with the gun issue is become, it's almost a religious fervor where people have been unwilling to take logical steps on either side. The logic here could be to simply find ways to address the terrible harm done by semi-automatics. You know, changing the age limit may well be a positive step in this area. And I think we'll find other things that we can do.
And can you guess what they might be? In other words, what would you like to see?
I think you're going to see restrictions on people owning semi-automatics, just as you have restrictions on people owning automatic weapons. I don't think you'll see us eliminate people's ability to protect themselves with a firearm. It'll be an effort to curtail ones that that clearly have no logical use in terms of protecting one or hunting or other uses for firearms.
Yeah. And to be clear, how do you feel about the vote that you cast for an assault weapon ban in 1994?
I always thought that you needed to vote your conscience over and above what input that you received. I received overwhelming input to oppose the Feinstein Amendment, and ultimately I decided that I had to vote for it out of simple logic, and I still feel that way.
Hank Brown, former senator from Colorado, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Good to be with you, Robin.